Hello, and welcome to another fucking... Fuck, hold on, let me try again.
Nice.
Nice one, Rick. It's May, and you know what that means, Alex? You may have a episode of Let Me Tell You About Questions of the Month. Boom, fucking third try's the charm, Alex.
Worth it.
Yo, it's fucking red. This is a good one. We got good questions this time. It's gonna be fun for all. May you have a good time, Alex.
Just read the questions.
it's from various. Oh, geez, Tad, I don't feel so good. I don't know what's happening. I don't understand. If this meme is dated by this point, it is. What were your thoughts on Infinity War? I mentioned it in one of the episodes, but I saw Infinity War basically at gunpoint. I did not want to see it because I stopped giving a shit about Cape movies after that Spider-Man movie. And before that, I think the last Cape movie I saw was... God, I went to the drive-in and saw Pixels and
nice.
Ant-Man, I think. Pixels was... It was Pixels. But that was the last superhero movie I saw that I didn't give a shit about any of the others until Spider-Man. Spider-Man was pretty good, but like I'm probably not even going to see the one that come out... Like, I don't know if it sounds like elitist alpha nerd, but I'm probably not going to see Infinity War Part 2 unless it does have another tie-in with Fortnite. Party gamers in the... how does it go,
Party
Alex?
Thanos in the house tonight. A picture of Thanos dabbing.
All the gamers gonna play Fortnite. Gamers, rise up.
I never saw Infinity Wars, but I play Fortnite, and Thanos was fun, so I hope the sequel comes out soon so I can play that again.
He also tagged on there, we need a recap episode for Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast that covers the major story arcs and plot points. A let me tell you about Revival, per se. That's something that we're thinking about doing. I don't think Dan wants to do it in a normal format if we do it. As soon as I know, I'll shill Revival harder than I normally do, as soon as I know. But yeah, you'll be the first to know. Next question from Max Pitchkites. That was way harder to say than it should have been. What does LMTYA stand for? Right. Now, when I originally picked it, it was for the original name of the podcast, which was Lay Meme Time with your boy Alex.
So, it stands for life, life, life.
Fuck off, Alex.
I knew you'd like that one, you slut.
Next question from ComCCL. Thoughts on the Han Solo movie? Haven't seen it yet. Even though The Last Jedi was such a travesty, the trailer Solo looked pretty good. Probably because it doesn't have anything to do with The Last Jedi, which the new movies seem to be allergic to. So, somehow I'm like that rare person on the planet who, when he was little, didn't really give too much of a shit about Star Wars. Somehow I didn't care. I don't know why. Again, alpha nerd.
Wow, Mr. Elitist. You're just so much better than all of us. Your taste in anime and video games is just so good.
I know, right? I heard about Solo, I think, back when Disney bought Star Wars. And they said, we're going to make three movies. And then there's going to be a Solo movie and a Boba Fett movie and all that dumb shit. And I thought, I don't remember who Han Solo was, but that'll probably be interesting. And I'm glad to see that the Red Letter Media... Oh, I'm slurring my fucking words like a drunk. The Red Letter Media joke review they did, where they pretended to review Solo like a year before it came out, was almost spot on with all the dumb shit they added in there. I'm glad to see that that the movie was that creative. But yeah, I'm not going to see it. Alpha nerd, etc., etc.
I didn't see the last two Star Wars movies because that requires me to get out of my house and go to the movie theater. I'm too fucking old and tired for that anymore. I just go to work and come home.
I'm too old. Quote from 23-year-old man.
And the tired part. Don't misquote me. Don't. I think Coolville sucks me right now, you piece of shit.
This next question's from Chris. Do you have any love for the Battletech franchise? Now, BattleTech, it's the Western franchise where it's like messy, big, blocky missiles, oil, fuck you, mecha. And I've never actually played any of the games. I think one of my babysitters, when I was really little, had the game, and she also had like a helicopter game for the Sega Genesis. And I didn't like that because every Sega game just fucking sucks.
Rude!
The people who did the Shadowrun games, the Shadowrun Return games that came out recently, I believe they're working with the BattleTech franchise now to make some new games for that. So that'll be pretty interesting. I'll probably pay attention to that because I really like those developers. This one's from Slam and Jam 30. You already know how we do. Who is the worst or best boy in Homestuck/Hiveswap? Now, Alex, I know this is really your expertise, so I'm going to steal this one from you.
What?
In Hiveswap, Jude is the fucking dude, because he's a conspiracy theorist, and he's not fucking lame and annoying, and I've only seen him for half of Hiveswap. And Joey, remember, Joey was in the entire game of Hiveswap, which, you know, means that they're worse just by quantity, because they had to be in the game for so long. Best boy in Homestuck is Gamzee, and I'm the only non-16-year-old Yaoi fangirl on the planet who actually likes Gamzee. No one else on the planet except me, alpha nerd Tad Becker.
Okay, I think you might just be the Soylent nerd, because you like Homestuck, which is for 13-year-old girls, and you like Gamzee, who is also for 13-year-old girls.
16-year-old girls, Alex, okay?
Yeah, I'm a big girl now.
but yeah, Jude's the fucking dude. Gamzee's good, because he's a joke character in a sea of shit I didn't care about. Homestuck fucking sucks, by the way. Hiveswap Act 2, it's, as of recording this, at the start of June 2018, Act 2 has still not come out, so that's pretty cool. Next question here from Pepsi Can EX. If they fought in a fight to the death, who would you support, Guy Fieri or Gordon Ramsay?
Okay, that's easy. Guy Fieri, because he eats garbage food like me.
Now, here's the thing. I'm going from purely stats. Guy Fieri has the bulk, and he has the fire breathing. But Gordon Ramsay's got the, the noise marines in Warhammer 40K? Gordon Ramsay has that psychic and audible damage that he can deal out. He can also hit Guy Fieri's self-esteem, which Guy Fieri's got, like, 6 layers of protective, like, belly that you have to get through. But Gordon Ramsay could just get right around there. So going from a purely stats, they're in the Hell's Kitchen arena. It's even ground. Everyone's fair on a fair footing. I think Gordon Ramsay would easily beat Guy Fieri. But if it's in Flavor Town, no contest. If they're at the Flavor Town AMC sponsored arena, no contest. What is Guy Fieri's special move, Alex?
Okay, it's more of a passive ability. He can he can eat any food and stomach it. He can take any blow and stomach it. He's basically a tank. And then
eventually just like redirect it, or
he will just simply outlast his opponent. Because what's Gordon Ramsay gonna do? Burn all his fucking meter early on? Fucking Guy Fieri doesn't give a shit. He's got that Abigail life.
See, now Gordon Ramsay, though, he's got that level 3, the idiot sandwich, which, like I said, deals massive self-esteem damage.
Yeah, but it's a fucking command grab, though. Just backdash it, dude.
That's true. It is a command grab, but you can combo into it. So, I mean, if you have the assist from, what's that guy's name? What's his name?
Who?
He has, like, a Travel Channel show. Alton Brown. That's what I'm thinking of. Alton Brown. His assist, the alpha version, is he jumps in the air and he throws 3 knives. And his beta assist is he uses his good eats ability and clears your indigestion meter. Now, the real shit, Alex, is the dude from the fucking the fucking Onion TV show. Fucking Porkin' Across America. That dude, Jim Haggerty, he's a DLC character. The Onion needs to bring back those fucking TV shows. That was the best summer of my life. Where every Monday was Lake Dredge Appraisal. Every Tuesday was Sex House. Every Wednesday was Porkin' Across America. Every Thursday was Our Terrifying Planet. With my favorite episode, once while working at SeaWorld, I saw a manatee get gang raped by a bunch of other manatees. No shit, it actually happened.
For real, this actually happened.
And then, what was the last one? Was it, it was like Tech Tips or something.
No, the last one was, Why Oil Is So Good. And it had, like, pictures of puppies and stuff as he just wants to dump oil all across the world to destroy the horrifying planet.
Yeah, you know, that was the last one, because they had five of them. They had one every day of the week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the bleach one. Where
no, Alex, goddamn, I'm talking about The Onion as a whole. They had Porkin' Across America, Sex House, Our Terrifying Planet, Lake Dredge Appraisal, and then there was one more.
Oh, so, I don't know, probably no, it was Dr. Feelgood.
Yes, that's right, Dr. Feelgood. How could I forget Dr. Feelgood?
And the name for the perfect human has come in. You have all voted for JewFucker69.
Yep, the perfect human. Go watch those if you haven't. They are very fantastic.
Next question, please.
And fix something, Alex. Calm the fuck down.
Fix these nuts! Keeping that in the recording.
This next question comes from Bundles. Are there any topics that either didn't pan out, or you didn't have enough material to cover, or other things you would do if you could?
A couple, yeah. So, originally, we did have a Steven Universe episode like 8 billion years ago, but it sucked because we were like new at the thing. And this asshole was just so uncooperative. I want to have this episode. He like boots up Team Fortress 2 while we're recording. Like the biggest asshole move ever.
I don't remember that.
I don't know if it was Team Fortress 2. You started playing a fucking game. You had the lowest amount of like effort you've ever put into anything. It pissed me off. And then we had another episode where the first Star Fox one where I just went on for like 2 hours long. And then we had the fucking one of the random Homesick episodes, because I don't fucking remember them, where Ted was going on and on and on for like 3 hours, and I fell asleep during the recording, so we had to, you know, cut it.
Okay, Alex, you're going to yell at me for launching a video game for, I'm sure, a very legitimate reason. Well, you fucking fell asleep in the middle of an episode talking.
Yes, yes, because me falling asleep is your fault, because you bored me so much. I mean, once again, I did literally nothing wrong.
The PewDiePie episode that we did, I actually had a lot of trouble for some reason getting that one together. Not just because I fell asleep for 48 hours, but because I think I was starting... Most of the episodes that we do, almost all of them, are either something that we start at like... we know a bit about this topic, and then... And then, like, new event things, you know? So it goes between those two. But the PewDiePie one, So the episode came out, like, the start of June. Start of June here. And I think I only started rewatching PewDiePie stuff, like, maybe 2 weeks before that. So it was all completely brand new and shit. So I had to try and get, like, a timeline and get all this shit set up. But we, the Yumi Nikki one, we had to record that, I think, 3 times?
No, just twice.
Just twice. Yeah, there was like a span there of like 3 or 4 episodes. We would record it, scrap it, do the entire thing again. It always turned out better. So
yeah, we've been doing that a lot lately. We should probably honestly just do it more often. But it's also kind of why our episodes have been way fucking slower lately. It's a combination of real life and we're just like constantly doing the episode saying... And this sucks, and doing it over, which just adds pretty much double the work, because you've got to record it twice.
Yeah, I was worried about the PewDiePie one, because when I was recording it, I kind of kept jumping all over, but listening to it again, it turned out pretty good. I was happy with it. But yeah, that's something that comes up a bunch, and it's just something about streamlining the process. Because whenever we have a spree of one person doing an episode... The other person will just kind of be lazy and not do research. Like, yep. When you had the Yumi Nikki one, I was supposed to be doing research for an upcoming one. I just fucking didn't. I just played God of War. Or when I was doing research, you'd just be like, "Ech, ech, ech." I'm Alex. Ech, ech.
Ech, work. Ech, life. Ech, one day off. Ech.
So this next question here is from BullyHunter77.
Nice.
Just wondering, what are some of your favorite depictions of America by the Japanese? Personally, my favorite is Metal Wolf Chaos for presidential mech combat and the U.S. Navy exporting white slavery and Shadow the Hedgehog since the president is Chris Chan and hangs out with... I don't know what the fuck happened to this question halfway through, but remember to eat your hamburgers, you two. So my favorite representation of America by the Japanese, it's from this random-ass video from Dat Stream. It's from an anime called Magical Shopping Arcade Abenobashi. And it's these kids that are, like, frozen in fucking time. And there's this guy dressed up like a cowboy, like, "Hey, fucking cowboy, fucking cowgirl, fuck! Why the fuck don't you buy a fucking hot dog? I'll give you the King Special with a bunch of fucking ketchup. Fuck you very much." It's pretty great. It's pretty accurate, actually.
Okay. So my favorite depiction of Americans by the Japanese is Slam Dunk. Now, you know what Slam Dunk is, right, Ted?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. Duh. I mean, who doesn't?
It's a manga slash anime series about basketball, right? So, you know, it does whatever anime thing is where, like... It's like, that move. I've never seen someone just dribble like that before. You know, it's fucking stupid, right? But it's about Japanese basketball players. So they go fight the world, like, championship against, like, the American team. And the American team's full of 7-foot-tall black guys. So the Japanese people, because of the anime character, is like, "I'm going to use my secret technique." And the 7-foot-tall black guy just smacks the ball out of his fucking hand. And the American team wins because they're black. Every anime technique that the Slam Dunk-like crew has is useless against 7-foot-tall black people from America in basketball. They simply have the height advantage.
It reminds me of that dude. It's over etiquette. I have the high ground. It reminds me of, there's this dude on YouTube. He's this Asian teacher guy, and he makes videos about, he calls it the African epidemic, I think. And
no, that's a very eye-catching title.
Yeah, so YouTube won't take his videos down, but they will disable, like, everything on... You can't see views, you can't like or dislike, you can't comment, you can't even see the fucking dude's channel icon. If you go to his videos, it's just, like, the video, and then in plain text, his channel name, and then a bunch of white squares. They're pretty crazy videos. He has a lot of them. I don't remember his name. I'm sure if you just search, like, racist Japanese teacher, you'll find it.
Nice.
But that's what that reminds me of. It. Runner-up, the Mario Kart DS commercial where they had online, and so they had this, like, this dude pretend to be from a bunch of different companies, or different, not companies, this isn't Shadowrun, a bunch of different countries. And the American one, he just had, like a crappy mustache sitting in a diner, just like, "Oh, come on." And then just, like, give him a little wink to the camera and shit. It's great. Japanese think Americans are greasers, and I love it.
They think they were greasers, cowboys, or you say fuck a lot. But there's actually one, I want to have a runner-up, too.
No.
This is one random anime. I don't know what it's called, but, it, like, the video has a lot of views on YouTube. It's just, like, the worst American guy in a Japanese anime. Because, like... It's a guy visiting, like, America or whatever, right? A Japanese guy. And he runs into this black guy, because I guess all Americans are black. And he speaks English, but they just pulled off, like, a random English speaker off, like, the street in Japan. So it's, like, just some white guy doing the voice. It sounds really dumb.
Oh, you're talking about, so, yo, like, what the fuck?
Yo, what the fuck? You got a fucking problem? I'll clock your fucking head off.
Yo, what the fuck? You got a fucking problem, dude? It's like that, because he has no inflection on it. It's pretty great. Just search the worst English voice, and you'll probably find it.
Or no, I think it's the worst black guy in anime.
Something like that.
But yeah, that.
So
that's America.
Next question's from the Bodacious, the Righteous, the Awesome, the Delectable, Brad. You have two people locked in a room. Andrew Hussey and the guy that owns LetMeTellYouAbout.com. You can only send one to the shark pit. Who is it? Well... I've spent only $650 on Homestuck. Actually, no. Probably closer to 750 as of today. And the letmetellyabout.com fucker wants $3,215 for that domain. If that man, if I ever see him, I will be very disappointed and ask him very kindly to give me the URL. But if not, I'll have to just deal with it. And yeah, put him in the fucking shark pit. Dude, who the fuck do you think you are? Who the fuck is going to buy letmetellyabout.com? I don't understand, and it makes me so mad, Alex. $3,000!
He watches this shit, you know that? He gets off to it.
He's like the fucking MediaCom. They get off on my goddamn discomfort. Next question from Ned. Alex, why do you have good taste in everything? Except Fate Grand Order, girls.
Ooh!
Ned putting you on fucking blast.
Ah, how will I ever fucking recover, bros? Bros, it's over, no news! Fucking... There is literally nothing wrong with the Joan of Arc altar, aka Jalter. She's a cutie patootie. Go kill yourself. Just kidding, I love you.
How many altars does Joan of Arc... She's like the main character, right?
No, Saber is the main character. Artoria Pendragon, aka King Arthur.
Isn't that like...
With titties.
Isn't that like the same... I don't understand my fate. I don't understand my fate.
King Arthur and Joan of Arc are not the same person, Tad.
Okay, Alex, Paul Vidian's also not a little anime girl. Also, I don't know if you know this, but King Arthur was like a man.
No, it's a man pretending to be a woman. He's a freak.
You keep doing that, but only one in like 35 people will know that's an Xavier Renegade Angel reference.
Well, now the other people know, but she has one altar form. The idea of the altar form is the Shadow of the Hedgehog mode. It's your evil like doppelganger version. Joan of Arc is also a cutie, but I like Alter more because she's like edgy and shit. She's cool.
Edgy and cool, just like me.
Just like me, bros. And I got three of them.
Alright, so next question here is from Brandon. E3 is coming up real soon, and there have been a fair few leaks, which, by the way, side note, never trust those. If there's an E3 leak that's at a 45-degree angle, slightly tilted, and
Bloodborne cart, bros!
Exactly. Don't ever believe them. They're total bullshit. So I was wondering if you guys would help clear something up for the folks of us at home. Is the Let Me Tell You About Battle Royale going to be announced at E3 2018? Yes and no. Yes, but at the same time, no. So basically no, but yes, there is going to be the, you'll hear it now, the official Let Me Tell You About fighting game. It's coming out exclusively on ROM-hacked versions of the Mario Kart arcade game where you can play as Pac-Man. There's only one of them that I know of in existence. I've never seen anyone mention it ever.
I played it. I 100% played it.
Alex, I don't believe you.
No, shh. Story time. Fuck your question for a second. I played at this fucking hotel arcade, right? Where you could get tickets and buy fucking prizes. So I had the absolutely devilish fucking idea. Me and my stepbrother Mitchell won a bunch of tickets. We put the tickets on like a little tray, put it on the counter, and I very slowly put like my phone on the counter that he can't see to weigh it down and get more prizes.
Holy shit.
Got away with it too!
But Alex, so... the Let Me Tell You About Battle Royale, not Battle Royale, the fighting, well, actually, it's just called Let Me Tell You About Battle Royale.
We're not calling it Let's Battle Royale About It.
Nope. My character's pretty good. He's the Ryu of the game. The game is based around me, just like everything in my life is based 100% around myself. I've got good normals, pretty good Oki. Alex, I don't actually know that much about fighting games. Please save me.
Okay, I got this. Hey everybody, this is Tad from Let's. My favorite things are Homestuck, Andrews Without Any Hussies,
and Revival, Dungeons & Dragons Real Play Podcast.
But my fucking character is the zoning character. I'm sorry, the high skill zoning character. I'm the Sagat function. I've got that high kick.
I don't think Capcom's ever going to be able to who was the dude that called them functions?
Some fucking asshole. Some guy who was in the Marvel vs. Capcom PR studio.
It was
some player that they hired on, and he had no other... Because you can't just say, oh no, we have no plans to put these characters in DLC rosters, because you just kill the hype for your game, right? Mm-hmm. So he had to put it in the most corporate way possible to say no, fuck off. It's the I would really prefer to you to be quiet of rosters.
Yeah, what happened was in Marvel, the X-Men characters have always been very, very, very prevalent. Magneto, Sentinel, Wolverine, Cyclops, Cable, dudes like that. They've always been really big. And in Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, because Disney owns Marvel, they wouldn't put any X-Men in for whatever fucking reason. I think they wanted to push their cinematic universe shit. That's why Gamora's in the game and shit like that.
That's why Black Panther was in.
I didn't even know Black Panther was in the game.
Yeah, he was like one of the first DLC characters.
Because what I really liked about Marvel is that they had really weird character choices. There was very rarely like a normal character. Like they had Ryu. They had Ryu. And they had, you know, Mega Man. And then it was just, like, kind of wacky from there. Like, you had Dormammu.
Like, Servbot.
Yeah, you just had, like, wacky characters that no one would have expected. And I like that about Marvel.
Also, fun fact about Disney ruining everything. They made Capcom change all of the themes for the Marvel characters that existed. So, like, Captain America's theme, which was the same in every single game up to that point. You know, just, like, different instruments. Completely different. No one liked it.
What is it, like some fucking Overwatch-sounding, big, yes, epic, orchestral, Marvel Cinematic Universe shit?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ugh, man. Everything I know about Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, mechanically, gameplay-wise, it's solid, but everything else about it fucking sucks. But that's enough bullying Marvel. Last question here. And this is my favorite question so far. It's from Osirius. I couldn't think of a question this month, so instead, I'm going to shill Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons Real Play podcast.
You fool.
So that was the questions of the month for May there. It was pretty fun. A lot of neat questions. I learned some interesting things. If you know of a place in the continental United States that has the fucking Capcom-made Mario Kart arcade machine, let me know so that I can buy it, or rather direct my local arcade to buy it, because my local arcade has fucking Punch-Out, they got Final Fight, they got fucking Dr. Mario, they've got fucking Contra, they had Battletoads, they had fucking Turtles in Time, Alex. All they need is that Mario Kart thing, and I'll be done. Also, Cruisin' USA, because you could like hit the dinosaurs with your car, and they would explode. That always made me laugh.
Wouldn't it be Namco made because they own Pac-Man?
What did I say?
You said Capcom.
Huh. Capcom did actually make some of the Game Boy Advance Zelda games. I always thought that was weird. But anyway, that's a little off topic. Thanks for sending in your questions. E3's coming up real soon. We'll probably have an episode coming up a little bit before E3. Well, we'll talk about we'll have like a normal episode, and then at the end of it we'll have some of our quick E3 predictions, so that 1 week later or a few days after E3 we could rub it in everyone's faces how good and how smart and how correct we were, and completely ignore it if we were off base at all. So I look forward to that. And Alex, I guess let's go ahead and do our shoutouts.
All right, you first.
All right, I want to give a shout out to Chris Kirk, Glitch Nation, Lores the Ninth, Rusty Shackleford, Jaren Kiwi, and Osirius.
I also want to give a shout out to our boys. We got Fox McCloud 23, Lavender Sheepy, Cameron Chapman, I think that's how you say it. We got Phil the Muffin. We got Oscar Shavaria. And Sean Dunsmore.
All right, and that wraps it up there. You can find the podcast on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play. Reach us on Twitter at LetMeTellYouPD. Send us an email at LetMeTellYouAbout@gmail.com. That's Let Me Tell You About with 3 T's. There's a Discord in the description, and there's a Patreon in the description. $2 and above lets you submit questions to these videos. And thank you guys for your support, and we're both looking super forward to E3. It's going to be a whole bunkle of fun. So I'll see you guys in roughly about a month for the June questions of the month. So long.
Easy.